That sound means it's time for the Chatham County Roundup. On this edition of the Roundup, we are joined on the phone from Pittsburgh, well, from North Chatham County now, for a chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard. Karen, how is your Tuesday going so far?
It's been good. I just packed my granddaughter up after a visit for the holidays, and but it's been a good couple of weeks, and we had a busy night last night. So
did you have some pre-holiday festivities in your house with the granddaughter visiting?
Yes. Well, you know, a grandchild visiting is a pre-holiday festivity in itself. And yes. She's 2 years old, so she doesn't know that about Christmas quite yet. So giving her presents early.
Yes.
Works.
One of my favorite things along those lines that I recently heard, Jamesetta Bedford from the Orange County Commissioners, apparently every time her grandkids visit, they hide eggs no matter what time of year it is. That's just what they do.
I love it. I think I'll adopt it.
I know. I kind of like that too. I was like, it's fun. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
We are on the phone now with Karen Howard, and we're here to talk Chatham County government. So let's get into that. We had a meeting of the commissioners last night. I understand you heard the State of the County report. So what is the State of the County?
Yeah. So, you know, I had an opportunity to I'm vice chair now. So we had our board reorganization, I'm vice chair, but I was invited back to present the State of the County report since I had been chair when it was, over the course of this year that so much has happened. And it comes as no surprise, I'm sure, to anyone that a lot of the news about Chatham County is around the growth and the development. Lots of highlights around what's happening with VinFast and Wolfseed, but also right next door in Randolph County with Toyota and the other things that are happening in and around the Chatham County region. Lots of opportunities for jobs, lots of opportunity for work, lots of opportunities for our students to get internships and opportunities to sort of tip their toe in the water of various careers that are coming to our community, but bringing with it some challenges that we have preempted in some ways, but that we're looking at ways that we can mitigate. There's definitely a challenge with affordable housing. There's an update in there around what's being done around affordable housing. There are updates around what's being done in terms of in environmental protections and preservation efforts. It's one of those, the State of the County is one of those documents that I think tells the story of the year in your local community. And this particular report for Chatham, there's a lot of really great stuff happening, and most of it, which I stated last night, is most of it doesn't happen at the board level, right? There's so much that happens at the staff level, so much that's happening in public health, and the work that is done to protect the community in terms of COVID, which we are, you know, COVID will sort of be a backdrop for us for a while, I suspect. But our public health department is doing really great work around that. The opioid settlement work, the opioid settlement funds are being put to good use. And when you, the community takes an opportunity to look at that State of the County report, they will be able to see that there is a lot of really good stuff happening in and around the community every single day. And it's not at the sort of big stuff that we necessarily talk about at the board meetings, but that day-to-day work that really makes a difference for people that live there. And I do want to also remind people that the UDO is still, there's all ongoing Unified Development Ordinance work happening. And there's updates and information about that, where we are and where we hope to be by the end of 2024.
We're visiting with the vice chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard, talking State of the County. And you sort of mentioned affordable housing. I wonder if there are any other areas that after that report you see as kind of big challenge areas for the county.
Absolutely. We did see a reduction in the number of house sales. And with it came this an increase in the commercial and industrial space. But with those incoming jobs, we're going to, it's not just the need to provide affordability in housing, but it really highlights the need for us to be thoughtful and careful around how development happens. I look at communities, cities around us and large towns that have sort of spread and become, it's become much more difficult to preserve green space, right? To hold large acreage intact so that you can have parks, that you can have green spaces in and around a community, and not just in the parts of the community that are wealthy, but in the parts of our community, you know, everyone deserves healthy spaces. Everyone deserves access to green spaces. So I think when, as you look at that, at the development that's happening in Chatham, and you look through the lens of the report, it becomes even more clear that we have to do, we have to be bold in our efforts to preserve our agricultural heritage, green space in and around the towns and municipalities, and green space for protection of the environment. One of the things that we've mentioned in the past is the fact that Chatham County's environmental impact is mostly from greenhouse gas emissions from cars. And it's been mitigated because we have such a density of vegetation. We have so much tree cover. That will not endure if we don't take positive steps to protect it. And so I think with the great work that's being done to bring meaningful wages to families, to bring good paying jobs and careers and opportunities to young folks in Chatham, along with that comes the responsibility to balance the growth and to be very intentional about preserving green spaces.
You referenced being bold on preserving green spaces, taking bold action. What does bold action to preserve green spaces in Chatham County look like?
So I think a first step for us is really getting a handle on what do we have in green space right now, right? If we created a map of all of the Chatham County land that was in some form of preservation, whether it be in present use or parkland, the land around Jordan Lake, and we looked at that and we thought, we knew, and we took the time to work with professionals and say, what is the percentage of that that absolutely must stay in conservation and in green? And what is the additional acreage that we should be protecting because we know that the environmental impact of more houses, more cars, more public transportation is going to shift us closer and closer to having less green cover mitigating the greenhouse emissions. And then we need to do something that actually preserves it, right? It's very easy at the government level to talk about it, but we then have to start directing our resources to actually preserving a specific percentage of the green cover, of the tree cover, of the green spaces in Chatham. I don't know where that's been done well before, but I think that when you have the opportunity, you know, one thing I think young people have had the advantage of is hearing about the climate impacts for their entire lives. You know, for someone my age, I'm almost 60, this is something that I became familiar with as an adult, a young adult. Young people have had that as part of their vernacular, right? The need to preserve our environment and protect our environment. And so I think we are going to see greater opportunities. We're going to see more bold solutions being presented. And I would love to engage our policy analysts on what are the things that we could be doing that will create an example, really. Chatham County could be an example of how do you preserve a rural green heritage, agricultural heritage in a rapidly developing county.
It's the voice of Karen Howard, Chatham County Commissioner. And I wanted to talk a little bit as well about the election filing period opening yesterday, as we've got, we're starting to see who will be running for offices in 2024. So my first question is, are you running for re-election?
I am, and I actually filed today. I doubt at the Board of Elections, I did have an opportunity to speak with our elections director. And there's not, you know, I thought that there would be a rush to the door. It's such a volatile but also exciting time to be in government. And it has not been that way. I know that Robert Reeves filed yesterday, and Amanda Robertson filed along with me today. But I'm hoping that, you know, over the next week and a half, we see a lot more people stepping up to the plate. So it's been quiet at the Board of Elections so far.
Yes, we've been keeping an eye on it, and we describe it as trickling in so far. So hopefully we see that step up a little bit.
I hope so. As much as I dislike the actual running, public service is incredibly rewarding, and I hope that more people will take the opportunity, more good people that are committed to our communities will take the opportunity to step into this space.
We're visiting with Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard. We're just about out of time. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
No. The one thing that I will highlight that happened last night was Robert Reeves presented the Order of the Longleaf Pine to Dr. George Lucier, who is ill and has been an incredible asset, not just to Chatham, but to the state of North Carolina and also at the National Institutes of Health. To our country. He was also a trustee on the Central Carolina Community College Board of Trustees, and a building was named after him last week. I was not able to attend because I was on holiday in the Bahamas, but he is truly a local hero in Chatham County. He's done so much with such quiet grace that not everyone knew his name, but certainly everyone has benefited from the work that he's done, his passion and commitment to Chatham. And I do want to highlight that and thank him again for his incredible dedication to Chatham County, to North Carolina, and to the health and well-being of the nation.
Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard, great stuff as always. Thanks for making the time, and I look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you.